You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This week's changing track is for Carolina. You know, it's a funny thing. If you asked me what music I listen to, I would say I don't actually listen to any. I prefer podcasts, history, politics, a whole range of things. And the minute I'm cooking or gardening, there I will be, tuning into someone talking. And yet, I really enjoy listening to changing tracks. I nearly always love the story. I am so curious about the lives of other people. And I always enjoy the track at the end. More often than not, I weep at the song. The track, and or the story, triggers something in me. So maybe music really is important to me after all. I was born to Polish migrants, displaced people after World War II. Growing up in Ballarat, there was often an accordion in the house. I think Dad only knew a couple of tunes, and when he'd had a drink or two, the accordion would come out. But it wasn't just Polish tunes. He'd often hum Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star as he potted about in his workshop. Mum played her beloved Polish songs, but also popular music of her day. Nana Mouskouri singing about a refugee child in Mama, a story that I imagined reflected Mum's journey, fleeing war-ravaged Poland. My sisters and me, along with Mum, would weep to Bobby Goldsboro's Honey. We'd always end up laughing at the fact that we all cried. It didn't matter how often we listened to that song. It would always end up the same way, crying and laughing. As I grew older, I took a liking to John Denver songs about the wild countryside of the US. They really struck a chord with me. I had every album, knew the words to every song. A favourite was Rocky Mountain High. I envisaged eagles soaring above a wild landscape, and I longed to travel there. This enjoyment was not something shared by my peers. I remember my twin sister listening to her treasured Bay City Rollers, my older sister locked in her room with Iron Butterfly's In a Gadda Da Vida. I had to wait for all the girls at one slumber party to go to bed before I could listen to my album of John Denver's greatest hits. This was a time when I realised that maybe I was not quite the same as everybody else around me, but that was actually okay. I was pretty comfortable with who I was. As I moved into my teens and young adulthood, my tastes broadened. I'd listened to late night radio with Sue Howard, and she introduced me to the Indigo Girls. I followed their career for a long time, owned all their albums, went to their concerts. I liked ELO, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Bob Seger, Jackson Browne, Joni Mitchell. When I left home and moved to Mildura, my soundtrack shifted gears again. I have strong memories of lying in a beanbag, listening to the Irish band Clannad while a storm raged. And then when I moved to Melbourne, some Australian music began to seep into my world. As the only member of my family living in the Big Smoke, I made a special connection to Paul Kelly's songs about my city, where I lived. He sang about my town. I finally made it overseas and in some ways escaped family expectations. I'd never had a relationship in my teens. But working on that summer camp just outside Seattle, I met someone who changed my life. A woman who changed my life, not the man everyone expected. I'll never forget that thrill of getting into the car with her and driving across the border to Canada, listening to Melissa Etheridge's You Can Sleep While I Drive. I wrote to my best friend in Melbourne who had also just hooked up with a woman. I felt just like Michelle Schacht in Anchorage. Best friends writing to each other about how the course of their lives had changed in unexpected ways. The relationship didn't last, but it was a turning point for me, just like when I realised as a kid that it was okay to be different. Here I am now in a loving relationship of 24 years. We both love the Indigo Girls. We both love Clannad and other folk music. I weep every time I hear Mr. Connaughton by Ralph McTell. My partner doesn't like John Denver or Melissa Etheridge, but that's okay. She's introduced me to classical music, which was never part of my world growing up. There's a lot of music we enjoy together. And I guess even though I don't listen to music much, music is absolutely an integral part of my life. When I have a memory, it is music that takes me there. It fills me with emotion. It makes whatever I'm recalling extremely vivid. It's my time tunnel. It's hard to choose my changing track. John Denver's Rocky Mountain High was the song that helped me realize that it's okay not to be the same as everybody else. Melissa Etheridge's You Can Sleep While I Drive was playing when I realized a fundamental truth about who I am. They're both important. I can't pick just one. Raph, you choose. So I did. And Carolina's Changing Track is John Denver's Rocky Mountain High.